I'd like to call up a few more individuals, maybe one at a time. Mr. Chair, I'd like to call up Mr. Jivak.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hinkle.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Jivak. Mr. France of the National Wildlife Federation stated that the federal government auctioning off federal land to, quote, the highest bidder was reasonable. With that, there has been much talk against the state selling off public land to, quote, the highest bidder. Very simply, do you believe the federal government should be allowed to sell off public land to the highest bidder, quote?
I believe that the federal government should have the ability to sell land when needed, when it sees fit. Yes.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. Do you believe that the state should have the same ability then to sell off public land when they think it's needed?
Do I believe the state should have that ability? No, I do not.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. Why would you believe that the state should not have that ability, but the federal government should have that ability?
I do believe the state should have that ability as it does now to sell land and as needed.
Okay.
I apologize.
Mr. Chair, could I call up another member, please? Could I call up Mr. Troyer?
Senator Sales, Senator Hinkle.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Troyer, same question for you. Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. Our position at Montana Audubon is that we support the Constitution and we support the authority of the states and the nation as it is written.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. Setting the Constitution aside for a second,
mm-hmm.
just fundamental principles, do you believe that the federal government should be able to sell off land to the highest bidder?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you. And I would like to call Mr. Lamb up, please.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hinkle.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Lamb, the same question. Again, we're looking at the state and the federal government. First off, do you believe that the federal government, as was suggested before, should be allowed to sell off land to the highest bidder?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hinkle, first of all, I want to be clear that my answer does not represent the views of the Montana Wilderness Association. I was simply asked to give a me too.
Okay.
Therefore, my personal opinion is, very simply, land management is complex, and the ability for the federal government to dispose of land as it's needed on a strategic basis, whether it's to increase public access to other public lands, consolidate checkerboard, yes, they should have the ability to sell that land.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. To the highest bidder, I'm assuming would be to private entities. So you are stating that, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hinkle, private entities, yes. Other governments, yes. Cities, municipalities, sure.
Okay. And follow up, Mr. Chair. And what about state land? Do you believe that state land should be able to be sold off or auctioned off to the highest bidder?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hinkle, it's the same answer. The land banking program that the state land board is engaged in has very strategically gone about consolidating parcels of state land for better access. Again, eliminating checkerboard, which is difficult to access. The corner crossing issue comes to mind in that. So the way it is now actually works.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. So that is a yes.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hinkle, it's a qualified yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lamb.
Yes.